Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Just made it again. Wow. You know, well, this morning we had a cow that that looked like she wasn't going to make it. And so we were able to get her up. And I just can't let a cow lie down. And so we got her up. And she's right outside the studio window. And the plan is to encourage her health to keep improving. So vitamins, minerals, supplements, that's the plan of action for Buttercup. Jason, thank you for engineering today. Kyle's with us. Welcome, Kyle.
Hey, good morning, Ben. You know, I remember a few late nights keeping those cows up and walking them around when I was younger working on the dairy. And it was, if you don't want to lose them, you get them up and keep them walking around a little bit. And like you said, you know, it's interesting that we think in terms of feeding cows vitamins, minerals, and supplements when they're going down, and they would literally die if you didn't. And yet we don't think about doing that for ourselves. It kind of is, it's really ironic, don't you think?
Yeah, and several years ago, Dr. Joel Wallach and I have traveled to same conventions. And typically, I'm not sure why, but I would be on stage before he, and I would introduce him as, you know, the next speaker, that kind of a thing. And I'd sit in his booth. He's been to our kitchen table. He's been to the farm. He's been to the meetups. And one day, you know, so I have a really good relationship with Dr. Joel Wallach. I introduced him to Dr. Norm Shuley at one of our meetups. And it was kind of great having both those guys, you know, same place, same time. And one day, you know, I felt so comfortable with him on the air that I said, so, Dr. Wallach, you know, you give people medical advice. You tell them, you know, what vitamins, minerals, and supplements they should consider taking for whatever the malady is that they happen to be suffering with. And yet they don't follow your advice. How can you stand it? How can you take that, telling them over and over and over again, all they have to do is, you know, open the jar, the bottle, take it, you know, exercise, eat right, avoid certain foods, and take the supplements. How can you stand it? And you know what he said? It's a great response. He said, Noah was lonely too.
Boy, ain't that the truth. Yeah. You know, it's you sit and think about 100, and I thought about this, as a matter of fact, just the other day, about 2 days ago, I was sitting there thinking about Noah. You know, the people around Noah's age, so they said he was a preacher of righteousness, and he sat there and built that ark for 120 years and was talking to people. And one day, you know, it was all over. And I feel like on preparedness, I feel like that many, many times. You know, we've talked and on the air, and I've talked personally, and I know you've talked personally to so many people over the years. Literally, I'm sure, not even including being on the air, probably at least 200 to 300 people for myself, about being ready and trying to do what they can and buy what they can now and see what's ahead of them right in front of their face and to try to do something about it. And very, very, very few ever do. And it's a sad thing to me. I guess I just can't understand normalcy bias when reality is looking you right in the face, you know?
Well, for those of you new in the class, let me tell you a little bit about Kyle. Just a little bit. He lives in Montana. He has built an off-grid living situation, powers his own home, and he's done that in the past. And in the past, he has been he still is an electrician, and not a hobby electrician, not a handyman, not somebody you call who knows a little bit about doing it. He actually is a journeyman electrician. That's a guy who actually does it and has to take a test to prove he knows how to do it. Okay, he has been an assistant technician at the, you know, service guy at a dealership. You know, people bring the car in, they say, oh, here's what it's making this sound. What is it? What do I need to do? He's the guy that would advise them on what the problem might be. He's been a mechanic. He drives heavy equipment. So there's a lot of things, which kind of explains why when he and I come on the air, we can talk just like two guys at the kitchen table, and we can talk about things, and he's done it. That's Kyle. Did I get that right, Kyle?
Yeah. I was actually the service manager, though, not assistant.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
The whole shop, yeah, right. But that's no big deal, and you're right. And I've also been a high-pressure gas line welder. I did that for a few years. And so there's a lot of, you know, we bring you and I both, and you amazingly, brought so much in the electronics you've shared with me over the years, cause that's one of the areas. There's a huge difference between, being an electrician and electronics tech. And you brought a lot to my plate as far as being, learning a lot about electronics. And what books to read, different things like that. And I always appreciate it, Vince, because I always say you're a scientist turned farmer, and it's pretty cool to me to have you as a friend.
Well, it's delightful having your friendship as well. And just as an aside, you probably don't know this. Well, how could you know this? Because you weren't privy to the conversation. But years ago, Kathy in Ohio, who's friends on the phone with Sharon, mentioned many times, she just loves it when Kyle's on because he is so down to earth and brings such a wealth of information to our class. So that was before Kathy became, you know, more well known on the air. So I just wanted to share that with you. Kathy's a wonderful person. Sharon's a wonderful person. You are the whole faculty. I'm the most blessed, fortunate person on the planet to have friendships and associations at USA Prepares with the faculty. I really am, and students. It's amazing. Kyle, I wanted to, Kathy called me and she said, you know, she really likes it when we open the broadcast with a tip. And so, Kathy, here's to you. And here's a tip, class. You know those gasoline cans, those red ones that you put gas in? Well, they come in different colors. Now, red, there's a color code for what those gas cans or what those liquid containers that look like gas cans should be used for. So there's red and blue and yellow and green and black. Well, and white. So the red, that's the most common color for fuel cans. And as long as I've been alive, and we're talking 70 years, I have known that red is the color for gasoline in the United States. So gasoline goes in red plastic fuel cans or metal red fuel cans. Blue is mostly designated for kerosene. So if you have blue cans and you put kerosene in it, you're not going to confuse it with the red liquid that's or the liquid that's in the red can, which would be gasoline. So try not to put different liquids in the colors they're not supposed to be in. Stay with the color code. So red is gasoline, blue is kerosene. Yellow, and you see those at the big box stores. Yellow, you won't see as many yellow ones as you see red ones. But yellow's for diesel. So if you're going to buy one of those gas cans, get the right color. Yellow is for diesel. Blue is for kerosene. Green, which you hardly ever see, is used for storing of oils. Okay? I don't have any green ones. And black is a non-designated color for you can put different liquids in there. And there may be some laws that say what you can and can't put in black cans. I don't have any black cans, so I'm not up to date on that. I don't have any green cans, so I'm not up to date on that. And white, I believe, and I'm not 100% sure, but white might be used for water. But don't mix, don't use a red can that has been used for gasoline for water. Don't use a blue can that's been used for kerosene for water. Don't use any of those containers for water once they've been used. And don't put water in a red can because you may think that there's gasoline in there. Here's one other thing, and I'd love to hear Kyle's comments. I have seen so many gas cans without caps, I can't believe it. I don't understand. I have every single gas cap that came with every single gas can that we bought for all of the years I've had them. And I'm talking about starting in 1960. I have every one. All the gas caps. However, I see farmers all around here that have gas cans without caps. So here's what happens. The most volatile of the liquid in gasoline is the first to evaporate. The lightest part of the fuel evaporates first. And then the heavier parts stay behind. What that means is if you have gasoline stored in a can that has no cap on it, the gasoline that you pour into your machinery is going to be less volatile. It's going to be harder to start that vehicle. The longer that can stays open, the harder it is to start that vehicle. As a matter of fact, if you leave it open long enough, all the gasoline will evaporate, and what will be left behind is, you won't believe what's left behind. The coloring of the fuel. So gasoline is typically dyed. It used to be Sunoco was dyed with blue dye. And they'd say blue Sunoco. And if you poured it out of a gas can, it would come out blue, light blue. Okay. Exxon was kind of a reddish orange. So there's dye that's put in gasoline because what color is gasoline? It's clear. Remember Amoco, American oil company? They used to have their premium fuel was clear. Well, that's the color of gasoline. It looks just like water. Well, I saw a gas can that had been left with the cap off for long enough for the gasoline to volatilize and evaporate. And then gasoline was put in it, and when the gasoline that came out was like the color of red Kool-Aid, because what was left behind in the red gas can was the red dye, and you couldn't see the red dye in the bottom of the can. And it came out really, really bright red, because the gas mixed with the extra dye that didn't evaporate. It was left in the bottom of the can. I'd love to hear Kyle's comments about what I said about gas cans, the colors, the evaporation, the dye, and all that when we come back. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Jason, thank you again for engineering and being right with us side by side at GCN, the powerhouse in free speech. I'm Vin Finelli.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, I mentioned gas cans, color codes, dye in fuel, volatilization, hard starting, you know, when the fuel is old and the gas can caps are removed. Any comments?
Well, sure. You know, Vince, the thing that people don't realize is that once that the volatility, the particles evaporate out of a gas can without a lid on it, you pour that into your, especially if you try to even pre-mix that with any kind of pre-mix and put that in a two-stroke engine, it won't run. And most of the time, if you even dump it in a car, if the gas is low in your car, you're going to have problems because that dye is not very volatile. It has some kind of, if you were to throw it out on the ground and throw a match on it, it might light for a little bit, you know, and burn, but it's not volatile enough to run a car or run like a two-stroke engine, but it's really deadly on two-stroke engines. If you try to pre-mix it, any of that old gas like that, you'll do damage more than likely. You'll do some damage to the carburation system. Or on the little two-stroke engines. But, you know, on marking the cans, I had a friend of mine who had a great way of doing this. He didn't have anything, and he didn't really have much money either, but he did have electrician's tape, a lot of the multicolored tape that we use for marking different voltages on particular wires. If one of them is a high voltage wire, a lot of times it'll be marked with a different colored, like orange electrical tape. But they make electrical tape in red, and they make duct tape in red. They make it in blue, and they make it in white. So the other thing to remember, folks, too, and Vince touched on this, if a lot of water containers are kind of an aqua color. They're not really blue and they're not really green. They're just kind of this aqua color. And so don't use those for gasoline ever or anything other than water. But also white on those containers. A lot of times they will send stuff, Vince is right, you can use them for water, but a lot of times manufacturers will send stuff like edible sugars or some type of additive that people put in things that are edible, but particularly sugar, agave syrup sometimes is shipped in white containers. But anyway, this guy on Back to the Fuel Cans, he would mark if it was diesel, he would take the green electrical tape and put that around the handle. Or if he could find, it's a lot harder to find green duct tape, but green electrical tape he would put around the handle, and he knew, he would keep them separated and knew what he was doing with that, you know. So that's another tip that's helpful if you don't happen to have the right colored cans.
Yeah, and, you know, it's kind of common at farms to have mostly red cans, but farms have a lot of diesel. And diesel actually comes in two different colors. Diesel, if you buy diesel at the pump, at the fuel station, service station, gas station, It will come out lightly green because it has green dye in it. If you buy the same fuel for farm use or for home heating oil, it comes out red. It's dyed red. So it's the same exact diesel fuel or fuel oil number two, but it's dyed for taxing purposes. So if you're traveling along the road and you have a diesel vehicle, the police may pull you over, and they may say, "We want to inspect your fuel to make sure it's road use fuel, which means that it's the same stuff but it's dyed green, and that means you paid the tax on it. If it's red, they know it's farm fuel and there's no tax. It's the same stuff, but it's color-coded to indicate whether you paid, you know, roughly 40 cents a gallon more in tax. We'll be right back. The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russia continues to launch bombs into Ukraine, Ukrainian President Zelensky addressed Australian Parliament this morning.
The Russian aggression is destroying the lives of people, has become a real threat to your country and to your people as well, because this is the nature of the evil. It can instantly cross any distance.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is expected to end the use of Title 42, a pandemic-era public health safety policy that both the Trump administration and Biden administration used to rapidly expel migrants at the border. By late May, the Biden administration will allow it to end. GOP lawmakers say it will open the floodgates of illegal immigration into this country. A line of severe storms ripped across the deep south overnight. Folks in Mississippi, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, and Texas keep an eye to the sky. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Astronomers have discovered the farthest star yet, a super hot, super bright giant that formed nearly 13 billion years ago. The blue star is long gone, so massive it almost certainly self-exploded just a few million years after emerging. Brian Welch at Johns Hopkins University, appearing in Wednesday's journal Nature, named the star Irindale. Chris Rock spoke about Will Smith hitting him on stage at the Oscars on Sunday. The comedian addressed the altercation last night at a sold-out Boston show of his Ego Death Tour, where he said he was still processing what happened last weekend. Where's Hunter Biden's laptop? Representative Matt Gaetz, the Republican from Florida, submitted the contents of Hunter Biden's laptop hard drive and the receipt from the computer repair shop where it was dropped off into a congressional record. During a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week, Congressman Gaetz cross-examined FBI Cyber Division's Assistant Director, Brian Vordran. The FBI seized the laptop in December of 2019. However, Vordran claimed he didn't know where the laptop currently is.
Has FBI Cyber assessed whether or not Hunter Biden's laptop could be a point of vulnerability, allowing America's enemies to hurt our country?
The FBI's cyber program is based off of what's codified in Title 18, or Title 18, Section 1030, a code which talks about computer intrusions, right, using nefarious intent.
So who is it? Do you even know who has it? Do you know who we should put in that chair to ask these questions to?
No, sir, I don't know who has it.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Kyle's with us in Montana. We're talking about fuel. In class, here are some numbers. So this is for diesel fuel. Gasoline has a tax very similar to this. So in Missouri, we pay state and federal taxes, two taxes on fuel, at least two. There might be also a city, county tax as well. So for sure there's a federal tax and there's a state tax. But there might be a county tax and a city tax as well. But in Missouri, the tax on diesel fuel is 42 cents a gallon. So every gallon you pay 42 cents additional to the price of the fuel in taxes. And that is bundled in to the price you pay at the pump. So you don't buy fuel and then pay a tax. It's already added into the tax. And people don't even know that the fuel tax is that high per gallon. Well, in Alaska, it's a little lower. It's 33 cents. California, 90 cents. I'm rounding, okay? So I'm rounding up or down to the nearest cent. So some of them are 0.3, 0.4, 0.6 cents. So anyway, I'm rounding to the nearest cent to make it easy for radio. So Missouri, 42. Alaska, 33. California, 97. Indiana, 74. New Jersey, 93. Pennsylvania wins, 99 cents a gallon. And where you are, Kyle, it's 55 cents. And it keeps changing. So the reason I'm mentioning this is people who have diesel vehicles might be inclined to say, heck, I'll just buy farm fuel. And there are places, there are gas fuel stations, we'll call them gas stations, that sell gasoline, you know, the regular, then the premium. Then they sell diesel fuel. And at a different pump, they sell what they call off-road slash farm fuel, no tax. So in Missouri, it would be about 42 cents per gallon less for farm fuel. We have farm fuel here at our farm. It's red. We also have on-road diesel fuel at our farm. It's green. Now, if you put red, untaxed diesel fuel in your car or truck, it'll work just fine. However, it will be violating the law. I am not recommending this because you can be stopped and have a really massive fine for having unpaid red diesel fuel in your on the road vehicle. Now, our tractors all use diesel fuel. Well, not all of them, but most of them. And they get the red non-taxed fuel. It's perfectly legal. There's a special exemption for farmers so that we don't pay tax on farm fuel. But those vehicles don't go over the road. We don't put that stuff in our diesel trucks that we drive on the road. Because if we get stopped, we're going to pay a massive fine, and it's in the thousands of dollars. Don't do it. And that red dye is really hard to get out. So if you do it once, it's going to take the lifetime of the vehicle to get the red dye out. And they'll find it. They have the highway patrol, the state troopers, have a really thin hose. And they'll stop you. They'll put this hose down your fuel tank, and they will siphon out a little bit. And if it comes out anything other than green, they are going to suspect that you didn't pay road tax. They'll send it off for evaluation. They'll have your license and registration and tag number, and you will get a summons. That's the way it works. Kyle, any comments?
No, I agree with you, Vince. I do know for a fact that once you put, I haven't had a diesel for years, but a friend of mine that thought he was going to get away with it and just run that through his system, did it once, and then he said, man, I haven't done it since, but I can't get this red diesel out of the color of my tank because it just keeps mixing. You know, no matter how much you keep putting in there, it just keeps mixing, and even a slight tinge of that stuff, it seems it's one really powerful dye.
And Class, we're not advocating that you violate the law. Okay, we're not. The tax is extremely high. It's outrageously high. But the penalty is way, way higher. So I'm not advocating you do it. Now, I know for a fact that I've run out of the red stuff, and I've put some green diesel fuel in the tractors. And it works just fine. And I've done the research, and I've talked to the guys who deliver our farm fuel. They show up. You know, if you have an oil burner, you'd be using the same red dyed diesel fuel slash fuel oil number 2 as we use here on the farm for our tractors. I asked the guy who delivers the oil, and I've asked for years and years, different guys. So they show up in these big tanker trucks, and they fill up our fuel tanks. with diesel. And I ask them, what's the difference? What's the difference between the red and the green? And they say the tax and the dye. That's the difference. That's the only difference. So they go with their tanker truck. They go to the fuel terminal, and they tell them what they want. Do they want the diesel fuel with the red dye or the diesel fuel with the green dye? And that's what they get. And they have to keep it separate, because if they mix the red and green and they deliver it for someone to a fuel station, you know, a gas station, and it's got red dye in it, you could be pulled over. So it's a real big problem. And the guys who deliver the fuel want to make sure that they don't contaminate the green with the red, even though it's the same stuff other than the color. Okay, so I just wanted to share that with the class. Kyle, here's another tip. You know, every time you buy a tire, you get, if you buy a new tire, they typically want to put, the tire shop will want to put a replacement valve stem in. And the valve stem has three parts. It's got the rubber valve stem. It's got the Schrader valve inside, that little part that you push with your fingernail and let the air out, and a valve stem cap. I don't know why. It's just like those gas cans. I see so many vehicles that come to our shop that don't have the valve stem caps, those little rubber caps or plastic caps. I don't know where they go, but they don't have them. So we keep a supply of them, and we replace them, you know, at no charge with new caps. Now, the caps do several things. Number one, if there's a slight leak in the Schrader valve, the plastic cap can tend to slow that leak down. It might even stop the leak of air. Second thing it does is it prevents dust from getting in there, because when you add air later on, the dust gets in the Schrader valve and causes the Schrader valve to leak. And the third thing some of these caps have is a little domed, a dome spot that you can use to release the air from the Schrader valve. That's why it has a pointed domed top. And some of them, actually, not anymore, but they used to. They used to be made out of a very lightweight metal, lightweight for reasons of not causing your tire to be out of balance by having the, you know, a heavyweight cap. But a lightweight cap that was plated, it looked like nickel plating, and it would have a like a fork. And you turn that valve cap over, and you could unscrew the Schrader valve with it. Bicycles used to have them, too. What we try to do is have one of those to remove the Schrader valve in each vehicle, just one, on one wheel. And so those are the reasons for the caps. And if you don't have the valve cap, what I do when I add air the next time, like if a customer comes in and needs a little bit of air, I will take the air chuck and I'll put it on the valve stem, on, off, on, off, on, off, and I will cause spurts of air to flush any dirt that's in the valve stem to get dislodged. That's what I do. Kyle, any comments on what I've just said?
You know, Vince, it's so funny you mentioned that. You brought up a memory. One of my earliest memories of my dad, him and I was really little. I remember being small enough that the tire on the car was just a little bit shorter than my head. So I was a really little guy. But I remember the dad had a slow leak in on the right front tire. I actually remember which tire it was, the right front tire of his car. And I was sitting there and I saw dad take the cap off of the valve stem, and he spit on his finger. And he put that on top of, right into that little Schrader valve area there. And sure enough, it bubbled up. And he said, well, that's the culprit right there. And so anyway, he always kept my dad always kept a bunch of those little Schrader valves, and they were in a little, plastic or kind of I remember it was in a little tray. And I remember seeing, you know, probably 50 of them in there, just laying in there. And he had one of those caps that you were talking about there that can remove the Schrader valve out. And he would take and jack the car up and pull that Schrader valve out and put the old one in there, or put a new one in there, take the old one out and put the new one in there. And back then they were so cheap, you'd just throw it away. You didn't even keep them at all. But anyway, that's one of my earliest memories of seeing those, seeing that done.
Yeah, and Class, what you might want to do is consider having a tire plug kit in your vehicle. And a tire plug kit comes with a reamer. It's kind of like an awl, but it's got some spiked edges on it. And it comes with a needle, which will let you thread the tire plug through the needle. And sometimes they come with a rubber cement in a tube. And if you have a flat, you can tell where the flat is by spraying like Dawn or Palmolive liquid, just a small amount, maybe, let's say, a quarter of a teaspoon of liquid dish detergent with a pint of water, 16 ounces of water, in one of those spray bottles. And if the tire has air in it and it's leaking, you can spray it around the tread area. You can spray it on the bead where the tire meets the wheel. Sometimes they leak there. You can spray it on the valve, the tire valve, the rubber tire valve, where it meets the wheel. Sometimes if you move the tire valve left, right, you know, a little bit, you'll see it'll cause it to leak, and you'll see that that's what's happening. So you can find the leak. Then once you find the leak, you can plug the leak. And typically, you know, you jack up the car. Sometimes you can plug the tire on the car. And you can learn how to do that. It's really simple. Now, I don't think it's legal. I think it's recommended that you don't do that. And, of course, but it works. It absolutely works. And we do it. We do it. We have tires that we have plugged, and the plugs last the life of the tire. But for some reason, it's not legal. Now, we don't like to do that. But in an emergency, we have done it. And you might want to get one of those kits in case you have an emergency and you have to get off the road. Because new vehicles, guess what? Many of them don't come with spare tires. But then you have to figure out how to inflate the tire.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us, and Kyle, we've got Greg on the line, and so Greg, your thoughts, and then Kyle's.
Yeah, I definitely think it's worth spending, especially if you have a pickup truck, spending the extra money on a metal valve stem, and a short one at that, in case you're ever out stuck in the mud, there's some rocks in there. Some of these cheap ones, you know, they just pop in with a rubber gasket. Well, the metal ones actually have a little nut to tighten on them, and they're a lot more secure. And you might find yourself in a situation.
Yeah, you're not talking about a passenger car tire. You're talking about a heavy duty metal valve stem with a nut.
Yeah, and I've got them on my Ford F-150
with a nut to
pickup truck. Yeah, on a Ford F-150, I've got them. Yeah, they're worth spending a little bit extra money, but they make them in different lengths. So if you're going to buy a long one because of you've got some issues with your rim being able to get to it, you actually might want to have your tire rebalanced, put them on. Anyway, that's my comment.
We use the shortest valves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. We use the shortest valve stems that are practical because what happens is the valve stems wiggle. These are the rubber valve stems that are attached to the wheel right at the rim, and they wiggle vibrate as the vehicle travels down the road, and eventually they can wiggle and form a leak. So the longer they are, the more they wiggle, the more chance for leaking. So we use the shortest ones possible. Now, when you go to buy tires, the tire guy doesn't really care whether he uses a short one or a long one. The owner of the shop cares because the long ones are more expensive. But the guy that installs the tires really doesn't care. So I always say, you know, I look at which length I want, and then I tell him. Or that's when we used to buy tires. Now we have a tire shop, and you know, we do that all ourselves.
Yeah.
But you're absolutely right.
Also,
I agree with you. Kyle, any comments about what Greg said?
Well, yep. I agree with you, Vince. I try to get the shortest one possible. Can you hear me?
Hello?
I can hear you.
Oh, yeah. 5x5. Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I didn't know if you could hear me. But anyway, a friend of mine, it's interesting that Greg mentioned he's got an F-150 because this friend of mine that had an F-150, or still actually probably does, I haven't talked to him in a few years, but he would put the long metal valve stems on his F-150, and he had it out in the woods one time, and he said, all of a sudden I heard this, and what had happened was he was kind of four-wheeling, and got back in there, and a tree that was sticking out from the side of the logging road had caught that valve stem perfectly and busted it right off. The short ones don't do that, but the big one, the longer ones, I think you got like 1.5 inches and then 2.5 inches, if I remember correctly. It's been a long time. But anyway,
one last comment on it.
Yeah, it depends on...
One last comment on the rubber. If you're parking your vehicle outside and it's always in the sun, that rubber will deteriorate. The rubber will start to rot, and it will crack and leak eventually.
Yep. True.
Yeah, and it'll do everything that you mentioned even faster if it's Chinese rubber.
Yeah, absolutely. But the longer ones, I think the longer ones are good for if you've got a rim that, it, you know, extends out so you really can't get your air chuck to get in there and get to it. So they do make the longer ones for a purpose, but in most cases you don't need them. The short ones are just fine.
Yeah. The reason for some of the long ones, the long rubber ones, is when vehicles had removable hubcaps. Also, they call them hubcaps. They're actually called wheel covers, okay? Wheel covers, decorative wheel covers, to make the wheels look fancy before the aluminum alloy wheels came out. So they would have these stainless steel fancy wheel covers. And that required, in order to put air in the tire, required a longer valve stem. But the wheel cover supported the end of the valve stem so they wouldn't vibrate so much. But if you don't have a wheel cover and you have a long valve stem, You're asking for a leak at the valve stem. Okay. Anything else, Greg?
No. I just on the fuel running belly dumps off road, like at a mine. Sometimes they'll use the red diesel to dye, and as long as you're pulling mm-hmm. belly dumps and you're back on the road again, they find it. You can always tell them that you were running on a mine for a project, and they won't get off to you.
Yeah, that's in a rare circumstance. But if you have a diesel pickup truck and you're not running a belly dump, a large truck,
yeah.
They're probably not going to be so lenient. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. No, I understand. So that makes sense. But those are the nice cops, the ones that understand reason. But if you have a Ford F-150 diesel or F-250 diesel, I guess it would be an F-250 diesel, and you're on the highway and the interstate and you've got red dye, I don't think that would work. All right, Greg, thanks so much. Kyle and I will be right back. Thank you for calling in, Greg. Okay, we've got some more tips, more things to think about. Kyle, I'd like to ask you about tire plug kits, what your thought is when we come back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.